For the rest of the hour, we're going to look at the latest in hydrogen fuel cell cars. Now, maybe you didn't know that there are some hydrogen fuel cell cars, and Honda has announced plans to lease its hydrogen fuel cell cars to the public. Well, it's really just a select few members of the public in Southern California. Honda's car is called FCX Clarity. It is set to roll out on those lines this month, and Honda says it will lease just about 200 cars to customers in the first 3 years of production. The lease is not going to be cheap. It's going to run about $600 a month, hydrogen not included. And to get that, you need to live near a hydrogen fuel station. Joining me now to talk more about the car and the lease program is Stephen Ellis, manager of fuel cell marketing for the American Honda Motor Company. He joins us from Torrance, California. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Ira.
So tell us about this car, Steve. Where can you get one? How do you fill it up with hydrogen?
Well, it's the FCX Clarity. It represents a major leap forward in hydrogen vehicle technology. We've chosen three market areas in Southern California to find customers for the car. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the Santa Monica market area, Torrance, Palos Verde, and Irvine, Newport Beach. Mm-hmm. And the reason we chose those three markets is each of them have a hydrogen fuel station easily accessible by the public.
And how many fuel stations are in all of California?
Well, there's about 40, depends on how you count. But I say it that way only because not all of them are publicly accessible. This is a early stage, early introduction of hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. So some of them are really research projects, maybe behind the fence, or they're proprietary to a project.
I see. But the people you lease it to will be able to get to the pump. Is it hydrogen pump just like a gas pump?
Sure, you can call it that, hydrogen dispenser. Mm-hmm. Now, we also have four designated what we call secondary stations. Maybe they're limited hours of operation, or maybe the volume that they produce each day is not as sufficient. But this gives these first customers about five or six stations that they can fill at in all of Southern California.
And how long will one fill-up last you for?
Well, this is a big step forward. The previous car did about 210 miles on a tank of fuel. This one now, we're looking at about 270 miles on a tank. Hmm. So we're getting closer to where we need to be.
Mm-hmm. And this is an electric car, then?
It is an electric car. It's all electric vehicle. It has an electric drive motor, but the electricity comes from a hydrogen fuel cell stack instead of, let's say, a battery.
So there's no battery in the car?
That's... It has a battery, and it uses that to store extra energy that you would capture under deceleration and braking, just like a hybrid does today.
Mm-hmm. How do you get one of these cars? Do you have to sign up? Do you have to go to your Honda dealer, or what do you do here?
Sure. We have a website, fcx.honda.com, and on that, people can put in their name and their zip code information, and we're in the middle of sending another email questionnaire out to the people that signed up to learn a little more about them. We'll take those individuals, look at kind of their commute habits, their patterns of driving, mm-hmm. What's their motivation and things, and then we'll run them through a filter, you might say,
right.
and select our next group of customers.
Well, I was just in California this week. So I saw diesel over $5 a gallon, five and a quarter at some places. It's unbelievable. How does hydrogen compare in cost to, let's say, gasoline or diesel?
Well, there's, let's say, Department of Energy goals to meet some cost levels commensurate with gasoline. For the most part, we're there today. Depends on how it's produced and delivered, but at the same time, these early stations will have pricing near $5 a kilogram, which is equivalent to a gallon. Mm-hmm. Now, that sounds high, but the vehicles are like 2 to 3 times as efficient as gasoline cars. So your net out-of-pocket cost is actually much less than gasoline.
Wow, it's more efficient. I know Governor Schwarzenegger has this dream about a hydrogen highway that goes all the way up and down the coast. We haven't gotten there yet, have we?
We haven't. It's good to have vision like that, and we appreciate that effort on the governor's part. And he put a team of people together to help kind of work on the nuts and bolts of that, and I was part of that process. Mm-hmm. And, we need a little more, let's say, muscle from energy companies. Maybe we need a little more funding from government to move this along a little quicker. So it's not developing as fast as we need it to be, but at the same time, we've now we have enough stations to kind of launch this vehicle. Mm-hmm.
I also noticed that there's some thought being given to producing your own hydrogen in your garage, so to speak, and filling up your car right at home.
That's a really kind of a phenomenal advancement that Honda's working hard on. It's called the home energy station. Literally, you can take your natural gas that's already plumbed to your home. It's a box that reforms that into hydrogen, runs that through a fuel cell stack, providing up to 5 kilowatts of electricity for your home and heat for your home. So it's electricity for your home, heat for your home, and hydrogen fuel for your car all in one place.
Mm-hmm. But you're still using carbon fuel on this.
We are, but keep in mind, this is what you're looking for is how much you're reducing it from what you're doing today. So a hydrogen fuel cell car, even running on hydrogen derived from natural gas, cuts that carbon emission by 60%. So this is a massive reduction in carbon emissions, mm-hmm. even though you're using what is commonly known as a fossil fuel.
And how soon will the first cars be available?
Well, we're going to deliver the first cars right around the 1st of July here. We have an event for the production of the first car in Japan that starts just in another week. And we will announce at that time who the first few customers are going to be.
Will you welcome competition from the other car makers, perhaps General Motors or BMW, which also has a hydrogen car?
We have to, and I think that's a great point. I don't view it as competition. It's more like co-opetition. We have to cooperate together on the things that are critical to all of us, such as the hydrogen fueling stations. What good would it be if just one of us succeeded and others failed? So when we're working towards success for hydrogen and fuel cell vehicles, we need all players at this early nascent stage. This is in its infancy. Mm-hmm. We have to nurture it and push it along.
Let me see if I can get a phone call or two in here. John from DeKalb, Illinois. Hi, John.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I want to say that I'm very happy to see that something like this is coming out on the market, but I have to say that this sounds eerily similar to the EV1 that General Motors released back in 1998. There was something like 1,000 units leased to, leased on terms very similar to what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And by all accounts, everybody that had one wanted to keep it, but General Motors took it off the market despite being a success, and they quoted cost as the reason. And
they crushed them all, yeah. They put them in the crusher. Well, that's a good question. Are we going to expect to see that happen here?
There's a big difference between the two. At that time, the best battery experts in the world told Air Resources Board, and we automakers were all part of that, that the challenges for batteries were too great to have full-function battery electric vehicles, mm-hmm. provide the utility that the people expected. At Honda, we think the door is open for every technology, and we're not going to dismiss anything. Battery technology is advancing. But at that time, batteries, you could say, failed in the market. There's always going to be a small, niche mm-hmm. group of people that would aspire to that technology. We understand that clearly. But with fuel cell, what you get is all the benefits of an electric vehicle with significantly greater range and the ability to refuel in 3 to 5 minutes, and so you could continue your trip. Mm-hmm. There's no stopping this car from driving from Los Angeles to Las Vegas with just one hydrogen station halfway along that route.
Let me just remind everybody, this is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News, talking with Steve Ellis of Honda Motors. That is something to think about. All you would need is one hydrogen station in that route, and then you could go from L.A. all the way to Vegas.
That's right. And so while not everyone wants to drive to Vegas, and there's a lot of opportunity for, let's say, daily commuting in an electric vehicle, the other thing we saw and experienced clearly was battery degradation. So our electric vehicle had about 125-mile range, but clearly within 3 years, that was reduced down to about 80, and it was on that kind of continual glide slope.
Can we expect better fuel cells in your research labs or from other labs being incorporated in coming years?
Absolutely, and FCX Clarity is one example of that. Here's how we've brought it to kind of fruition. the previous fuel cell vehicles we had, we leased for 2 years at a time. Learned a lot, watched carefully. We've applied our learnings to this next car, and now we're moving from a 2-year lease to a 3-year lease. So that shows the confidence we have by leasing these cars, handing the keys to the customer, taking this next phase forward in the development of the vehicles and, of course, the hydrogen stations.
And one last question then. What do you say to people who are fearful of hydrogen, carrying that hydrogen around with them?
Sure. I mean, it's kind of the first question. It sounds scary. Systems are in place to, make sure that there's safety built into the vehicle. You know, we've become so complacent and accustomed to carrying around, 15 to 30 gallons of gasoline in our vehicles today. That's a liquid fuel. Hydrogen is in a gaseous state, and it's lighter than the air. First of all, you build a vehicle so there is no leaks, and that's what we've proven over time. That's what we're doing today.
People don't realize how dangerous, how many sticks of dynamite they're carrying in their gas tank when they talk about gasoline.
Absolutely. And so these vehicles actually, for example, F6 Clarity does this 270-mile range on just 4 kilograms of hydrogen. So that's the equivalent of only 4 gallons of gasoline carrying on board. So, safety you never take for granted, and we build that in.
All right, Steve, thank you very much for taking time to be with us today, and good luck to you. We'll be watching.
Thank you so much.
Steve Ellis, Manager of Fuel Cell Marketing for the America Honda Motor Company. That's about all the time we have for today. This program is produced by Kevin Vergoth and Senior Producer Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our producer for digital media. Shuman Ma, our Metcalf Fellow. Our intern is Christopher Intagliata. And Josh Rogerson is our technical director and at the controls here in New York. We also had help in Second Life from Lynn Cullins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. And folks are still hanging around in Second Life if you'd like to hang around there with them. And also surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com where we're podcasting and blogging and doing videos. We've got over 60 videos up there for you to take a look at and welcoming your videos as they come in. If you have some interesting videos about science, nature, health, whatever, we'd love to have them. So send them along. We'll be looking for them. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.